Good morning, Ladies Exotic. This is Emily.
Oh, hello, Emily. It's Diane Goller here. How are you?
Well, hello, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I swear these birds are—they've got a conspiracy to send me mad. But
yes, okay. Half die. What's going on?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yesterday after I came, because yeah. I was there yesterday, and I come home and I'm doing fudge.
Yep.
Her little beak thing with all her horrible crusty pox on it. Anyway, long story short, she did her little panic thing, as she hates it handled, of course, and she got into a flap, and she ended up actually on the floor, and so I picked her up, so she flapped off the shelf, got out of both of our hands and ended up on the floor, picked her up, and she was okay, except all the scab had broken off or sort of half broken off on her beak and taken her top beak with it. Can you believe? So, but she still has a beak underneath. It looks like a new one was sort of growing underneath. I don't know how that works, but I thought, oh, God, do I need to bring her in? And I didn't do anything with her. I just put her straight in the cage and thought, you just rest there. And she'd already had meloxicam, so that was good. Overnight, the thing has actually fallen off. And so, yeah, so, and I can see it looks like there's new beak underneath it, but the scab has fallen off and taken the beak with it.
Yeah.
So, I think, do I need to bring her in and get her looked at?
I'm going to put you on hold and I'm just going to quickly talk to the Brains Trust because it's a bit concerning for me.
The good news, well, the bad news is Brock said, oh, yeah, she's doing all right. I don't need to see her back, he said to me yesterday. He has jinxed me. But she has eaten this morning. I made a wet mash for her. She didn't want it, and she was eating her crumble instead. So so there you go. She's got a little bit of blood on it, but, yeah. Anyway, it's always something new, isn't it?
It is. I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
That's all right.
Okay.
Di. Thanks so much for holding. Are you able to send me a photo?
Yes, I can.
Rob just wants to check if the sinuses are exposed, and if so, then we'll need to do some heavy-duty meds and bandage it up.
All right, okay. She's actually eating her mash at the moment as I'm looking at her.
So hopefully we won't. But if you can send through a photo, then we can go from there and have a look.
Right. Okay then. All right. I'll put my poor brain to work and work out how to do that. There is a bit of blood around the nostril area where it's sort of pulled off. And it looks like her top beak looks slightly shorter than the bottom beak.
Yeah.
And it does look like a new beak growing in.
That's what we're hoping. Hoping for. But if you can get through the photo, that'll be able to give him an idea. Just because he's absolutely chockers. And it's
My God, I'm so sorry.
don't apologise. Oh. No, because that way, if we can get you in, if we need to, then we can.
Yeah.
We just
got
to do the photo first.
All right, no worries. And all right, then, because I know that you had an 11 o'clock yesterday available, yesterday, so, yeah.
Honestly, we've been open for 20 minutes, the phones haven't stopped.
Oh, good God. Okay, I'll get off the phone, I'll get the photo, and I'll send it to you, and I'll also send you a photo of the scab with the beak embedded in it. So,
yeah, please.
Yeah, all right, okay, thank you, all right.
That's all right, bye.
No worries, thanks, bye.